And we struggled with this for a while, trying to write protocols regarding the diagnosis and management of type 2 diabetes. But then we developed a unique solution to it. We noticed that patients had preferences and that doctors had preferences and that we all behaved quite differently towards our patients, and the relationships that we had with our patients were all different. So we decided to develop within the practice individual lists. We did this with the patient's knowledge and the patient's agreement. And I remember one weekend spending the whole weekend in the building with the staff, sorting out the records into four equal piles so that we got an equal number of patients. So the agreement we had between ourselves is that so long as we all had the same number of patients, we would regard that as being equal shares. And it was up to us how we managed those. And it worked very well, particularly as far as continuity of care is concerned. And then coming to terms with the size of the problem that we had, particularly in diabetes.
Can you give me any idea of the scale of the problem with diabetes in the 1970s?
I came out of hospital with the impression that we could do a lot better with diabetes than we were doing at present. I felt that it was far more common than people felt, and I think that's probably because I saw quite a high number of patients with complications, and I'd learned that these complications were perhaps preventable with early diagnosis and good management. So I began looking for it, and so I was proactive. And fortunately, I shared the same philosophy with my partners, and we began to devise opportunistic screening, particularly for hypertension, because we noticed that hypertension was much more common than we'd been taught at medical school. And there was a big overlap in the population of hypertensive patients and patients with type 2 diabetes. So we started to screen them annually and do annual blood tests for random blood sugars, opportunistically screening everyone who came into the surgery for hypertension. And so we were proactive in that respect and began to become aware that there were far more type 2 diabetics out there than we'd been taught, and that their needs weren't being met.